I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, welcome to our new podcast, The Signal
and the Noise,
that will attempt to give you a peek into the inner workings of Mint's long stories. This is Sunit.
And I am Ajay.
And we are both editors with Mint.
You know, Sunit, I've been thinking a lot about gambling recently.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a family fortune that you want to lose?
No, it's actually news from one of my favorite Indian states, Goa. Did you know that there are gambling boats anchored in the water that you can sneak into on the evenings?
Well, actually, Ajay, I'm Goan, or at least my mother is. And so I know about those boats and much more about Goa.
What? I didn't know you were Goan. You don't look Goan at all.
You thought all Goans walk on the beach carrying bottles of Feni?
Actually, I just imagined you like that. You should try the look sometime. Anyway, that question about what Goans look like is exactly why I have been thinking about gambling. Goa has apparently banned gambling for Goans. They cannot sneak into these offshore boats anymore. And the ban on entry only applies to so-called original Goans. How the hell will they know? Do you think they'll stop you?
Nothing is going to happen. This is all part of Goa's murky relationship with gambling. Several chief ministers, including the current one, have decried the existence of these casinos only to support them later. In 2012, for instance, the late Manohar Parrikar led protests on the Mandovi River waterfront, calling those casinos dens of vice and a social evil. But when, on the day of his inauguration, the biggest casino operator in India showed up on the dais.
What?
Yep, and this banning original Goans from gambling dens is just the latest attempt to be politically correct. The message is, let's save the Goans from gambling while the tourists can do whatever they want. But this fake ban will change nothing.
A friend of yours actually stood outside one of these boat-based casinos to write something for us, right?
Right. The author of the piece, Vivek Menezes, is a pakka Goan, unlike me. He spent an evening outside one of those casinos last week and spotted 150 people going in. Seven were women. Most of them were Indian males, but that came in groups of eight or nine in overstuffed Innovas.
Oh my God, that's some level of commitment to gambling.
Yeah, naturally, a section of the locals find these Innovas and the traffic jams and these tourists very, very annoying. It doesn't sit well with their idea of how Goa should be.
That's naturally why all these Goa politicians have to publicly say certain things while the business goes on in the background.
Exactly. There's of course a little money for the state coffers in terms of licensing. But more importantly, there are allegations of kickbacks from the casino industry. And this has been a staple of Goa politics.
Even in the cast of characters is so interesting. One of the casino owners quoted in the story actually said this. Parrikar used to stand outside the casinos with a Mahabharat-type mace. And then the casino owner adds, but people who speak against us eventually come with us. Such confidence he has. This could easily be a Netflix show, I think.
It certainly is a mini Indian version of Narcos. Without all the gruesome murders, I guess. Global casino companies are betting big on Goa. Some of them expect these boat casinos that target low-budget tourists to transition to more glitzy land-based casinos. Some people estimate the size of Goa's casino gambling market to be $1 billion.
I don't know what to make of that, really, that Goa could be the next Las Vegas or the new Macau.
Well, that entirely depends on whether you're into gambling or not. Isn't that right, men?
Oh, yes, my secret family fortune, of course. Actually, I'd rather just go with the beach shorts and Feni. Maybe I'm secretly Goan.
At some point during the week, we are all Goan.
Thanks for accepting me into your tribe, Sunit.
Well, I've been jailing you for over a year now. Anyway, that's all from us.
If you have any interesting stories you would like us to tell, do reach out to us at
Sunit Arora
and me at AJ Axiom. We are also present on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram as at HT Smartcast. Thank you again for listening to The Signal and the Noise. Me, of course, being the noise. Until next time then, bye.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.